This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Following the extreme cold, Chicago, for example, is going from up to about 19 degrees today, 40 degrees tomorrow. But the cold forced some big factories, including auto assembly plants, to close. Curtailed natural gas supplies in Michigan, power was out in spots, and there's damage. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
It's basic physics playing out on our power lines, rail lines, and water pipes.
When you heat things up, they expand. When it gets cold, they contract.
Civil engineer Otto Lynch runs a power line company in Madison, Wisconsin, where it fell to 26 below zero Wednesday night.
The wires that carry the electricity are metal. When it gets cold, the wire tension can double easily.
And the lines can break. Railroad tracks, same thing. Connections pull apart as metal shrinks. Water pipes, it's the opposite.
The water freezes, the water expands. Whatever the vessel or container is that's holding the water is going to burst.
Northeastern University professor Philip Anderson says some places adapt to extreme weather better than others, like Norway, where he spent a few years while in the Marines.
Minus 40 degrees was a routine occurrence. All of their electric infrastructure, communications infrastructure, all underground.
He says the U.S. will have to dig deeper into its pockets and into the ground to better prepare for more extreme weather events. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.